Stargazer time. Or look into the massive universe around us and what we can look for in our dark skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. We've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus in the early morning just before sunrise, and also look out for Mars in the western sky after sunset. The moon this week is approaching its full phase, and so spotting those faint objects in the heavens will be very challenging towards week's end.
And you've got an update on those mysterious radio bursts.
Yes, there's been quite a buzz recently about the fast radio bursts detected coming from deep space. These bursts of radio energy last only a few milliseconds, and only one of them has ever been found to repeat. That is until now. A Canadian instrument known as CHIME, or the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment, has found a second repeating radio burst in the distant universe. And the team that discovered it are expecting to find more. And if so, this could mark a major development in the discovery of these mysterious bursts of energy.
Sometimes you hear that there is an outside chance that possibly these signals might have something to do with any kind of other civilization or something like that. What's your thought on that?
Well, part of the confusion is that word signal. In astronomy, we refer to everything we see in the night sky as having a signal. A variable star, a supernova, an active galaxy. We identify all of these objects by the signal that we receive here on Earth. This often gets lost in the translation when the story makes it to the media, because to everyone outside of astronomy, a signal means a radio broadcast, like ours right now.
And these radio bursts, then, clearly not somebody trying to communicate with Earth.
Definitely not. If they came from the same location and we're repeating, then we might have another story on our hands. But the truth is that these bursts are not localized. They appear to be random, which leads us to believe that we are actually looking at something natural.
And what's the real explanation, you think?
Well, my guess, it's something very, very energetic, like colliding neutron stars or black holes. Or it might be a type of high energy event that we simply haven't seen before. Either way, we'll keep watching the skies.
Christopher Phillips, and another informative report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer, which we keep at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.